I am psyched to talk to our next guest. He joins us from New Zealand, Dennis Goodwin. He's written a book called The Prison Planet Handbook. Dennis, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
So The Prison Planet Handbook, I love that provocative title. Tell us what drew you to writing this book. Why'd you write it?
We had a vertical landing and takeoff event in the neighborhood when I was a kid. And, you know, a guy living two farms from the landing site got close, and kids playing outside three farms from the landing site saw it come down, you know. So, we're sort of told what to think from the early part of our lives, and if people have experiences that don't fit in with what we've been told, they get ridiculed and debunked, and that sort of makes me feel a bit cross, because I feel that experiences are the best teachers, you know. You see that with the apprentice system, you know, practical learning is the best teaching.
Yeah, so the goal for the book is to make big picture knowledge available to people, right? Saying that, you know, the experience is the best way to go because of what you saw, right?
Yeah, well, what we're being told sort of doesn't explain everything.
Yeah.
And we have all these things that aren't explained. Yeah. And I think, you know, being told what to think, you know, there's the effort that's putting in goes into telling us what to think, you know, right from our early part of our lives. You know, we should really smell a rat because of that, you know, because life's sort of about learning and trying to prevent us from figuring things out for ourselves.
What do you think are some of the biggest lies that we're being told or that are non-truths? What really gets under your skin?
Well, how the book came about, I met up with an early childcare nurse in a tramping club, and she'd been into the psychic stuff, you know, since the late teens, and she'd been researching the UFO stuff, and we could agree on all the bits, but we couldn't agree on how it all fitted together, you know, we're going to have a big argument, so I just sort of started writing down how I thought it looked, you know, for her to check out, and when she gave it back, I sort of asked her if it made sense. Just to try and move things forward, you know, to try and figure things out, because, you know, we both knew that, you know, we're not being told the truth. You've got all this UFO stuff and the psychic stuff, and it gets ridiculed and debunked. And, it really brushes me off. You know, we're born into a world that we can't be told the truth about. You know, yeah. Well, kind of what's wrong, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And when you get into it, the blue bloods sort of make it clear they're reigning over us, but they don't explain why or how or who else is involved. You know, so this is pretty much what the book is all about. You know, we've got the rulers of the planet controlling our information, you know, and it doesn't make sense, a lot of it, you know? So, everyone could, you know, you see how massive the universe is, you know, in the night sky. And, you know, there's enormous effort expended trying to tell us we're not part of it. Well, you know, what's the matter? What's going on? You know, it's obvious we're part of the blimmin' universe. And with the video age, you know, you've got all these insiders and whistleblowers, you know,
sure,
releasing information.
Sure.
So, it's just sort of a matter of, if we're not being told the truth about things, there's really only one choice. We have to figure it out ourselves. And, you know, with all these whistleblowers and insiders, well, that's first-person experiences, you know. So, that's the only alternative we've got to being lied to, is to listen to people with real experience and try and make sense of it all. And that's kind of happened with the book, you know.
That was the idea behind the book, and we would tell everybody. We're speaking with Dennis Goodwin, The Prison Planet Handbook. We're talking about things that are covered up or we're not told, or what then happens with whistleblowers. And you and I have seen that before, where somebody has some evidence and it's so tough on them to come forward. They come forward and then often they either disappear or they're ridiculed, or history is filled with all kinds of things that have happened to people that do have some solid information. So that's what you're trying to say. Listen, pay attention to what you see. Don't be force-fed what you think the way things are, right?
Yeah. Well, this prescribed narrative doesn't explain things. Yeah, and we're held to this. Well, the prescribed narrative is an earth and physical-only narrative. You know, like the rest of the universe doesn't exist. Well, it's obvious it exists, you know. Probably the best info that's really rocked things for me is a survivor of the Montauk Project, Stuart Swerdlow, and he does flowcharts for the colonising of this solar system from other parts of the galaxy, you know, and explains the anomalies in the solar system. You're like, we've got an asteroid belt that shouldn't be there, and atmosphere on Mars has been depleted, you know, and he explains all of that. And also, you know, the different races, you know, the genetics for the different races have been contributed from different parts of the galaxy, you know. It explains the blue bloods, you know, where they've come from. You know, we've got two different mind patterns in play on the planet. You know, we've got the human one, you know, is all men are created equal, and we've got inbuilt guidance. You know, emotions, inhibitions, and conscience is inbuilt guidance. But the people running the planet, they sort of operate along different lines. They've got royalty, hierarchy, rituals, symbolism, and pageantry. And, the Stuart Swerdlow reckons, well, the Indian caste system is a direct copy of, you know, the reptile hierarchy. You know, we've got hints about the past, you know, we've got bits about, you know, reptilian beings used to worship the sun and the sky, and also, you know, in the Bible we've sort of got Adam and Eve with with a serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah,
so we've got little snippets. And also we've got, you know, how the dinosaurs became extinct isn't explained. And all that is explained. Stuart Swerdlow explains all that. So, and he makes it plain. You know, the ruling mind pattern comes from the cold-blooded, egg-laying dinosaur side. You know, they've done a genetic mix to hide them in a human body. You know, also, he reckoned, you know, the dinosaurs were the farm animals of the reptilian beings, and with them being wiped out, we've sort of not only become the slaves of the blue bloods, we've also become their farm animals. You know, we do all their work, and, we're just treated like sort of their property.
What do you hope, and we talked about this a little bit, what do you really hope? What's the goal, your ultimate goal for this book?
Well, just get information out, explain things that aren't being explained, you know. Things are not that flash on the planet, are they? There's always wars. The only people that can stage a world war would be the rulers of the planet, you know, because they control all our information. And when the information you're getting, you just might think it's information, but, you know, if there's agendas in place, well, it's just a lot of it is probably propaganda, especially, you know, when it comes to the big picture stuff. You know, I think we're probably getting the truth, you know, up to an earth and physical only level, but in the big picture level, we're just being held to this prescribed narrative, we're the only intelligent life in the universe, you know. But when you get into the hidden history, it's total bunk, you know. And also now what's coming out is they've had secret space programs since the late 60s.
Yeah.
From my point of view, it's amazing, you know, because our hidden history of Stuart Swerdlow's flows seamlessly into the secret space program. It's like there's no real break, you know. It's all, it all corroborates each other.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. So I get it. So, like, as you're saying, that the key thing here is to make the big picture knowledge available, like I said before, instead of having it so covert. Dennis Goodwin, the name of the book is The Prison Planet Handbook. Pick it up so that you can get a sense of what Dennis is saying, that there's information that's not out there. And I think the space program especially is something that we've seen that now there's this discussion about it and we had no idea. Dennis, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So interesting. As we move on here on the show and continue down the road, we'll be talking about a few other things. On the flip side, having to do with fireworks of a different sort. Hang with us.